Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord instructed Moses to stage a demonstration wherein he would settle forever who the great high priest over the nation of Israel was. He had them take a rod, that is, a staff denoting authority, from each of the leaders of the 12 tribes alongside the rod of Aaron. The Lord caused the rod of Aaron to bud, bringing forth blossoms and ultimately almonds. Nothing like this was seen before or since, as the Lord openly declared his choice for the office of high priest, not only Aaron, but Aaron's seed after him. In this demonstration, we cannot help but see, by way of type and foreshadow, the Lord's singular approval of our great high priest, whose priesthood is greater than that of Aaron. For Aaron could not continue in his office by reason of death. But he who is the one true high priest over the household of God is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He does ever live to make intercession for the sons of God, who are his seed and are made in his likeness to be kings and priests. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Yet as grand as that station is to which the sons of God are called, all of their power and authority resides in him from whom all of their blessings float. Without him they can do nothing, and it is owing to his priestly work that they have any standing whatsoever to minister among the household of God. He plainly told his disciples that the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. Whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. The Lord has given us his example, that we should follow his steps. Christ is that rod which budded. These rods which were placed in the tabernacle of the testimony were all without life, yet the rod of Aaron budded. Christ is as that root out of a dry ground. There was nothing that men could see with the eye of the flesh that testified to the fact that he had life in himself. After all, he was in their eyes only Jesus of Nazareth, the carpenter's son. He had no beauty that we should desire him, yet he was that one sent by God to give life unto those which were hidden in him from the beginning. Not only did that rod produce buds, but his life-giving blood, which was shed for many for the remission of sins, is that nectar which causes those branches to grow from the vine. It is by his power and life that the branches are sustained, even as it is by the shedding of his blood that they are made free from condemnation and the law of sin and death. We read that this rod bloomed blossoms, which are the portent of that which is to come. Blossoms are not the fruit, but rather the precursor to the fruit. There can be no fruit where there is no blossom. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith is the gift of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He gives men ears to hear the glorious sound of his call. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Not only blossoms were upon this rod, but it brought forth almonds as well. Faith which stands alone is not true faith. Saving faith is that which alone is produced by the work of the Lord, and not in any wise a part of some cooperative effort between the one who believes and him who brings forth fruit unto everlasting life. Faith without works is dead. While we do earnestly desire to see his works in us, we most fervently desire to be found holding fast to that work which he who is our faith has performed for us. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. These are almonds which remain ever fresh and satisfying. Have you tasted of them?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.